Hi, I'm Julie Dole. Welcome to the Ignite Sparks podcast. I'm very excited today to talk to my two guests. We're going to talk all things housing. So I have Katie Coleman from the Nevada Rural Housing Authority. I have our own Amy Jones, who's our housing specialist. We're going to kind of start with Amy. We're going to talk about some different programs that we have here at the City of Sparks, and then how Nevada Rural Housing flows into that and how that works for us. Because believe it or not, Sparks is rural, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. So I so appreciate you both being here. There's a lot of initiatives that we have here in Sparks, Amy, and I wanted to start with you to just talk about some of those programs that I don't think a lot of people know that we have available here. So Amy, I just wanted to start with our City of Sparks Housing Rehabilitation Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So the city receives federal funds through HUD, through our Community Development Block Grant program, and we're able to offer two different programs to our homeowners of the City of Sparks. And the first is our emergency repair grant, which allows homeowners in the City of Sparks to request repairs in their home up to $10,000. So eligible households do have to earn less than 80% of the area median income. And it is a grant, so it does not have to be repaid. There's no payments to that grant, and it allows homeowners to make health and safety repairs in their homes. So things like water leaks, tripping hazards, very important are ADA improvements to the home, bars for households to help elderly households to remain in their home and age in place.
I love that. And I think it's so important that we get that information out there. And how would people find out about that if they're eligible, number one, and how they would go about applying to get that financial help?
So residents of the city, they can contact me at the City of Sparks. I'm happy to meet with them to explain what those qualifications are. I can mail them that application, and they can always go to our website to the housing page, and they can get more information there.
Okay, and we'll try to put some information about that always on our social media channels and things like that. But really, what's the best phone number for them to call for them?
They can reach me at 775-353-2386.
Wonderful. Thank you. It sounds like just such a great program. I know that that should be really helpful for a lot of people. So thank you. And then the other one was a deferred payment loan. And since I'm not familiar with it, I'd love for you to just explain it to us.
I'd be happy to. So the Deferred Payment Loan Program, also funded through HUD, through our Community Development Block Grant Program, and that allows homeowners to request repairs in their home up to $25,000.
Okay.
And again, those are going to be those health and safety related repairs, but maybe on a larger scale. So that could be a roof replacement. That could be an HVAC repair, water leaks, tripping hazards. With this program, it is a loan. So it is going to be secured by a deed of trust, and it is repaid at the time that the home sells or changes ownership. So again, there's no payments, no interest.
For the current homeowner?
Correct.
Okay.
And then it's again repaid at the time that the home sells.
So it sounds like that one's for maybe bigger projects like you were talking about. And the other one maybe is, you said up to $10,000 for the other program.
Correct.
Okay, great. That's wonderful news. And again, contact you or go out onto our website. And we do have a shortened URL, cityofsparks.us/housing, that people can go to get that information as well, just a little quicker than kind of navigate through the pages. So what other information do you have that you might be able to let people know as far as, you know, filling out these applications or anything? Or is that pretty much what you needed to let us know about?
So because the funding is through HUD, we do have to request quite a bit of information from the resident to ensure that we are verifying their income and those eligibility requirements. We really want to make sure that the funds are going to those households that most need this assistance.
Sure.
So things that we are going to request will be a driver's license, pay stubs, Social Security award letters, VA benefit award letters, pensions. We do have to look at bank statements. We will need a copy of the deed, a copy of a current mortgage statement if there is an outstanding mortgage on the home, and then homeowner's insurance. So those are all things that we're going to need. But with the application, there is a checklist that's easy to follow. Again, when a resident is completing that application, if they have questions, they can always call me.
Great. Sounds like two really great programs that could help a lot of people in our community.
Yes.
Yeah, great. So switching gears a little bit, recently at a couple of Sparks City Council meetings, we talked about the Home Means Nevada initiative. And I've been so interested in this whole program. Can you first tell us what that is? What is that Home Means Nevada initiative?
Yes. So former Governor Steve Sisolak, he appropriated $500 million of ARPA funds to affordable housing. And that $500 million was separated into four different buckets. The funds could be used for the development of affordable housing, the preservation of affordable housing, home ownership opportunities and rehabilitation, and also land acquisition for that future development of affordable housing.
And talking about land acquisition, so we were awarded, how much were we awarded from the state?
Our initial award was $1 million. And with that, we were able to purchase our first property, which was 2026 I Street, a small parcel. And where we're at in that process is we will be going out for an RFP to solicit affordable housing projects.
And then we recently have a second project that the city council just recently approved for a different property.
That's correct. So we just went to council on March 18th, and council approved the purchase of 306 10th Street. This is a much larger parcel. So we did go to the Nevada Housing Division and requested additional funds. So our overall total award was actually $2.8 million, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
Council did approve the purchase of the 306 10th Street parcel, which is just under an acre. So we're really excited about that. Once that sale is finalized, we will also solicit for affordable housing projects, and all the submissions will go to council for final selection.
And during your presentation to council, and I just thought your presentation was so informative, so good, those properties that have to be used for affordable housing projects, that can't be used for anything else. I mean, how beneficial is that to our community?
It's extremely beneficial. And with to expand on that, the units that are built can only serve households earning less than 60% of the area median income, and there will be a deed restriction placed on that land. And so those units have to remain affordable for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So a huge benefit for the community.
Huge benefit. And I know that's such a hot topic, affordable housing. So I love that we are able to do this with some of these Home Means Nevada funds. And I think it's great. What else can you tell me about that program? Did I miss any questions that you might want to answer about that?
No. I mean, the last thing is just to mention these are probably a once-in-a-lifetime fund. So,
yeah.
You know, again, very excited that we were able to be able to participate and take the opportunity to get some of those funds.
And both those properties are on Victorian Avenue, correct? Or along somewhere close by there?
306 10th Street is right near Victorian Avenue. The 2026 I Street is actually closer to Sullivan Lane.
Okay.
And the Audi District.
Okay. Oh, nice. So both really great areas. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I will turn now to Katie. And Katie, I'm sorry to, you know, have you sit there for a little bit with not asking you any questions. But Katie is the communications director for Nevada Rural Housing. I want to ask you, what is Nevada Rural Housing?
So Nevada Rural Housing is the Rural Housing Authority. We actually kind of cut the A off for authority when we went through a rebrand recently, but we still are the Rural Housing Authority.
Okay.
And we serve all of the 15 rural counties in the state, and we also serve the rural parts of the two more metropolitan counties, Washoe and Clark counties. And so that's why I'm here to talk about what programs we have available to your Sparks residents.
Well, and I want to talk about how we're rural. I mean, I think a lot of people would think we're rural. Sparks is getting kind of big, but we still are considered rural.
Correct. It's a big surprise to a lot of folks, but a couple years ago, actually, I think it was in 96. No, in 96, we actually separated from the state as a state agency. And then fast forward to about 2005, I believe, through state legislative process, we actually got some jurisdictional definition applied to our agency. Okay. And so those areas with populations under 150,000 are where we operate our program. So,
okay.
Here
so
we are.
Room. Right here in Sparks. About 111, yeah. I think, right
yeah.
now. So,
yeah. And we've, awesome. We've got room to grow. So we're here and we're ready to serve with our programs.
Well, that's great. And I know that a lot of people are like, what's the connection here between, you know, City of Sparks programs and Nevada Rural Housing? But I wanted to talk about how we allocate, the City of Sparks typically allocates a private activity bond cap. And I know this is a little bit confusing, but last year, the City Council awarded Nevada Rural Housing more than $1.6 million in bond cap. What can you tell us a little bit about that and how Nevada Rural Housing has been using that allocation?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So private activity bond cap is actually an allocation that comes from the federal treasury, and it is allocated to each of the states, and it's based on population. And then what happens is it comes into the state, and the state then kind of divvies it up to each of the jurisdictions, also based on population. And private activity bond cap is not money. I think it's very important to note that it's not cash. It's not sitting in a budget somewhere waiting to be utilized.
So we didn't, from the City of Sparks, just give you $1.6 million.
No, we wouldn't want that. We want our jurisdictions, our local entities to be using your budget for whatever you need, of course. Yeah. So private activity bond cap is essentially the opportunity to issue debt. The large areas, big areas like Clark County and Las Vegas and Washoe and a lot of these areas, they get a big chunk of that private activity bond cap. But what happens is smaller areas, and you know, Sparks is kind of in the middle range, but smaller areas or areas that maybe get a smaller portion of that private activity bond cap can't do too much with it. Usually to be able to use that cap, and it has to be for a qualified purpose. So qualified purposes are for public purposes like building affordable housing or building a dump, for example. That's the only thing that comes to my mind, not a great example, but for public use, right? We need these things to operate in our communities. And you need a lot of money to do those things. You need millions of dollars to do those things. Well, when you just get a couple million here and there, you can't do much too much with it. So Nevada Rural Housing had this idea a handful of years ago to kind of visit all of those areas, those rural areas that we serve, and ask that those amounts be transferred to us so that we can pool those amounts together and operate a single family mortgage program that can serve all of rural Nevadans. And okay. So we go around and we talk to all of our rural partners and we say, hey, we can do a lot of good with this money, this ability to use these funds. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we utilize that to operate our mortgage credit certificate program, which is part of our homeownership program. And okay. I can talk a little bit more about that, but I'll stop there and see if you have any
questions. That was actually kind of where I was going next, is I know there's a lot of several homeownership programs. And let's start with the down payment assistance program.
Perfect. And that's the right place to start, because the tax credit kind of is a nice pairing with our down payment assistance options. And I say options because we have several, and that's one of the beautiful things that we like to offer our potential home buyers are options. home buying is not a one-size-fits-all approach. We're all different in terms of where we're at in our journeys and where we need to really get that assistance. And so we really like to provide as many options as we can to potential home buyers. And so right now we have a couple different options. We have our flagship product that we call Home at Last. That's been around since 2006. That offers up to 4% of the loan amount in down payment assistance. That is paired with a variable rate. It depends on kind of what kind of loan you're getting. We offer government loans. That's FHA, USDA, VA loans. We also offer conventional loans. That's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, those conventional loan products. And it depends on kind of what product you're going with. And that depends on what rate you're going to get. We really are trying to deliver access to affordable credit for those who are going to use our program. And then we also have our other program right now that I really want to shout from the rooftops, which is our ARPA down payment assistance program. We were also fortunate enough to be tapped to help get some of those homeownership dollars from the state Home Means Nevada initiative out to rural home buyers. And so the Home Means Nevada Rural Down Payment Assistance Program, we love names of programs.
A lot of acronyms.
Housing loves acronyms. And so that's a $25,000 down payment assistance amount for anyone who gets into that program. Again, that's for rural home buyers. Sparksers, is that the right word?
Sparkanians.
I don't know. Lovely home buyers who want to purchase in Sparks can inquire about this program. There are varying income limits and details around getting the mortgage itself, but $25,000 in down payment assistance. We have about 40 loans remaining in that pot of money, and we have to reserve those loans by December 31st this year.
Oh, gosh. So we do need to shout that by the rooftops. How do you apply for that?
So the process is the same for these funds and for our flagship Home at Last program. We work with a network of lenders who know our program. We train them in our program, and they work for all the mortgage companies that we're all used to seeing in our communities anyway, the Guild Mortgages and the Loan Depots. And you connect with one of those loan officers who already know our program. You sit down with them. You say, hey, I've heard about this Home at Last program. I've heard about this Nevada Rural program. Tell me more. Is this something I need to look into? And then they get you through that process. You have to qualify for a mortgage just like you'd qualify for any other mortgage. There are requirements in terms of FICO scores. Ours is a 640 to use our programs. And there are income limits on some of these options. But it's a very similar process. There's no separate application. The lender gets you through that process just like you would go through any other process. And it's pretty slick and pretty straightforward. And it's very, very much a hand-holding process. It's not too scary. And we have on our website, homeatlastnv.org, a page that can hook folks up with all of the lenders who have been trained in our program. So you know who to go to. You don't have to guess if they know about it or they don't.
So what I'm hearing, you go to the website and you can kind of get a list of who you might want to work with.
Yes.
And then you would tell them, you know, I'm interested in one of the Home at Last programs or, you know, one of the programs that you're talking about, and they can do the connections there for us.
They do the connections, and not only that, the legwork, the behind the scenes work to say, here's what we're looking at. Here's what kind of house you should be shopping for. Always start with a lender. Don't start with a realtor. You're going to need a great realtor, but start with your lender.
Know how much you can actually afford.
How much house you can afford. Absolutely. Which is kind of where the MCC can come into play. All of that bond cap.
MCC,
the mortgage credit certificate.
There you go.
Is what we use that bond cap for. So the city of Sparks, so generous in saying, yes, let's transfer that to you guys so that you can put it to work for our Sparks citizens. And so the mortgage credit certificate is essentially a home buyer tax credit.
Okay.
So, you know, when you go to do your taxes, if you've been on, you know, H&R Block or whatever, and there's this little box at the end of it that says, do you have a mortgage credit certificate? And anyone who's doing their taxes right now is going to see that box after I've said that, be like, ah, I heard about that thing.
Yes.
So the mortgage credit certificate is a 20% dollar for dollar tax credit based on the mortgage interest paid for the life of the loan.
Wow.
Okay. So that can equate to, in very loose numbers, I'm not a tax expert. Talk to your tax guy. Don't take this as actual IRS, guidance. But for example, on a $350,000 loan at like 7.5%, that could be $300-$400 back into a home buyer's pocket every month.
Wow.
For the first year. It's pretty incredible. That also counts as qualifying income, which means you could qualify for more house.
Oh my goodness. Your lender sits
down and says, you qualify for this MCC thing. Perfect. That means you can afford that much more home. So when you go shopping, you can afford, $8,000 more than you could before you were qualifying for the MCC. It's a big darn deal. We're so grateful that, our local entities are supporting us to support our home buyers to get into a home. That way, we were calling it an inflation buster when we first kind of started to get into this economy, but it's really changing affordability.
Who should be applying for these programs?
Well, I think if you think you're home ready, if you think you're home hopeful, I kind of like that phrase. I think we're in a time right now when a lot of folks are feeling very discouraged by these rates. The rates are wild. I get it.
And home prices.
And it feels scary and it feels a little daunting. If you have consistent income, if you're working hard, if you're making your rent payments and you are doing it now, look at it. Take a look at home ownership. You can do it right now. And if you're hopeful and you think it's your time, talk to a lender. They're gonna tell you if it's time, if you need to work on a few things and, a couple months down the road, take a look at it. But if you're ready right now, it's your time right now. Great. Don't listen to what your neighbor's dogs, brothers, aunts, uncle says about the market.
Yep.
Talk to a lender, talk to a qualified, person who's really in it right now. And then certainly we're talking to first-time home buyers or Sparks residents who are really looking to plant roots and take advantage of these programs because these are their programs, really.
Great, great programs.
Yes.
Is there a requirement that you have to be a first-time home buyer for your programs?
Yes and no. It depends on the option, and that's why we like these options. So for our flagship program, no. Home at Last, you do not have to be a first-time home buyer. We do have a requirement that the home is your primary residence, and that's just to ensure that we're providing, opportunities to those who are going to buy a home and live in it. We don't want folks buying homes and reaping the benefit of a program and then flipping it or what have you.
Sure.
The Home Means Nevada initiative does have a first-time home buyer requirement. Another little hidden secret is, by definition, a first-time home buyer is someone who has not owned a home in 3 years.
Oh,
so we get that question a lot. I owned a home 20 years ago in California, but I haven't owned a home since then. You're considered a first-time home buyer.
Okay.
So that provides that opportunity to a lot of folks who didn't realize it.
So I am hearing so much information that is all very new to me and very interesting. I know you have, I think you were telling me, like a home education program or a program where people can learn more about just homeownership and that. How do they do that and where do they go? And that sounds very beneficial.
It's not only beneficial, it is required to participate in the program.
Oh, okay.
It is. Homebuyer education is something that's required for not only our program, but nationwide. If you participate in a down payment assistance program, it is required to take homebuyer education, mainly because we want people to be successful. Homeownership is a long-term deal. It's a big darn deal. So we want folks to be well-equipped to understand what kind of comes after you get those keys.
Yeah.
We have a platform called HAL University. HAL stands for Home at Last. Marketing people like to do kind of quirky
more
things.
More acronyms here.
Yes. So HAL University is available on our website, homeatlastnv.org. It's right there, easy to access through that website. It's free. It can take, an hour. You can take 5 hours doing it. Depends how much you want to dig into the material. But at the end of it, you get a certificate that you then provide to that lender that you sit down with. And they do need to provide that with the loan file. And that has to be documented to say, yes, you went through this required bit of education. There are other avenues to do the education. HUD has a full day program that you can go through education if you really want to you know, sit down and do it that way. There are a couple other options. Spanish language is also offered through our website.
I was going to ask that. Yes.
So that is a way to do it virtually. We also offer in-person classes. Our lenders also partner with us to do in-person seminars on a Saturday or an evening. We try to think through all the possibilities of, you know, folks who might want to come and look us in the eyeballs and ask some questions, because this is complicated stuff. I rattled off more info than I probably should have in the last few
minutes.
And
I think it's so important that that people are aware of. I mean, we have things here at the City of Sparks that we can help people with, and, you know, improvements in their houses, or at least repairs in their houses and things like that that we talked about earlier, Amy. And having the hope of being able, the possibility of buying a home. So I love that there was so much information, and I realize to our listeners it might be a little overwhelming. So again, if you would each maybe give those websites where people can go to give more information, the one from Sparks I'll give, it's cityofsparks.us/housing. And then you had, I think, did you give one or two, couple, or did you just give one?
I'll just give the one again. Okay. It's homeatlastnv.org.
Okay.
And I will also give the bat phone. My phone number is 775-781-0881. Call me, text me. I'll get you to where you need to go.
And Amy, would you give your phone number again as well?
It's 775-353-2386.
Okay. Anything I missed that is just glaring that I missed asking questions about, or programs that we missed? No?
I don't think so.
Good. Well, thank you. And thank you so much for just being here, giving our listeners just some hope and some information about home ownership and home repairs and home programs that can really help our citizens here. So our Sparkanians, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, thanks so much for listening.